trying to get everybody else's opinion, see what they was thinking.
So you don't have a brain to think for yourself? You're not sensitive to dad dying? It's your responsibility to be sensitive to dad dying. He wasn't called to take the post. You were.
I question your being on security.
So do I. You got reason to. I'm.
He wanted everybody else's opinion. He'd ask him himself, not ask you to ask.
I know. Well, as far as we're concerned, I know Calvin will say the same. She's not. She's not. Mm-hmm. As far as we're concerned, she's off. Yeah.
Well, switch him with Jerome. Switch her with Jerome.
She came to Jerome. She came to Jerome. She came to Jerome.
Anita Marks was in it. She came to Anita Marks and was in library Sunday.
He reported her, though.
I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was it about.
You reported her, Keith?
I reported
her,
Dad.
Oh, that's good.
Come on, now. You got 2 mics.
Oh.
Just quit going crazy and get the mic on people to talk.
Okay, Dad. Like, Joyce was asking the questions, like, and she would finish asking questions, like, and then Jerome, he would, you know, like, ask me a question, you know, like, you know, like, she would ask me a question, and then I would answer or something, and then Jerome would just get in it by asking me a question, you know, see what I would say. That's how it went.
I think the whole thing is that you're trying to show something that, like, you're involved in something, or you know something that somebody else didn't know. You're trying to show off to your fellow comrades. You're trying to degrade. You know, I mean, this whole thing about it, I mean, like you're better than somebody else. You know, come off somebody. You're something special because you're involved in the security we have. I'm talking to Joyce. You know what I'm talking about.
That's true, Dad.
That's too dead. You can speak up loud.
I'm Jimmy, okay?
Jimmy.
Who's going to take your place? You don't breach security. We don't breach it. Anybody else got a report on anybody that told you any of the questions went in my security meeting when I met with them several hours on whatever night it was? I don't know. Hell. One hell goes into another hell. Friday.
Dad, I don't know nothing about the questions that you asked in security me, but I know today when we was out in the peanut field working, she kept on asking me all these kind of questions. I didn't know nothing about it. She's asking me and Jerome and Keith all these questions. I didn't know nothing about it. She just kept on asking.
It's outrageous.
She said, I did not ask. I said, why are you asking us all these questions? She said, I'm just trying to get your opinions on. Get your opinions.
How's a 14-year-old child going to help you out?
She's asking us questions about the guns and.
I told you to talk about it.
She what that?
It's on the paper. It's something she said that I just.
Well, I want to.
I didn't get out of here. This camera, but I
about to talk publicly, y'all.
That's awesome.
Dad, I just like to say for.
Find it, boy. You better be.
Just tell him.
You're going to be trouble shit, man. You talk about our weapons, it's going to be trouble.
You told that
kind of a lie?
That's a lie.
Yes, you told a lie that there's no bullets in our guns?
Yes, Dad.
Fucking hitting no bullets in our guns. Come on.
You're my sight. That was no reason for that. You traitor. There was no reason for that. Now there is. There is now. There'll be bullets in him now. There wasn't, but there would. Damn you. What was your reason for doing that? I was trying to keep some humanity around here. Oh, shut up! There'll be bullets in him now.
You're going to have to prove
dumbass
yourself.
Dumbass bitch.
I'm going to say right now,
don't mess with him now,
you.
Boy. There's order.
No
gun issued without bullets.
He can't even look. That's
what you do wrong, you stupid-minded bitch?
I went and told all the protection for the security.
Why did you do it?
Just stupid, Dad.
Oh, smart and stupid.
go and tell people there's no bullets in the gun. Now require every goddamn gun I have issue will be issued with bullets. Causing me accidents. You breached security. You breached it. She told the truth. But it won't be tonight.
I wouldn't trust you any farther than I could throw you right now.
How did she get on her? Who recommended her? Where'd she happen from? Where'd you fall from? Why didn't somebody tell me about this kind of crap?
She went on the daytime roaming. Security. All she was a replacement for 1 hour, and I don't know how she got on to be a replacement just for a Sunday. That's all she is.
Well, why did you guys let her in here? Now don't be offensive. I was just on Steven. What the fuck was she doing in there?
She was a replacement on SAT. So then,
replacement on SAT.
She was a relief for Calvin. So when they all left and they took half the thing, I put her on the patrol during the daytime. I put her on, but
you people don't know her though. You're all error. You're all in error. I have to take the guilt of this. You didn't know this woman. If you did, damn forbid, I can't believe you'd let somebody on here like this. I want to know, bitch, you better talk. I want to know why you told them there was no weapons on those crews. I want to know.
Dad, I don't know. It's just stupid.
You better know.
Shit, you better find out something. You better find out something. You better find out something.
Sit down, please.
I am not telling her to sit down. They're up. All those assigned are up. Now it's up to you to do something about it, security. You better test your goddamn security. All those assigned to beat are up. Every blessed one of you better get off your ass and you better do something about it. It's a goddamn shame.
Dad. Saying who?
Shirts by design. Make her ass look good and risk this whole movement.
Put the mic in her mouth.
You better get your mouth talking. Some slide under the table.
Dad,
slide under the table. Dad, get to her.
It was very stupid of me to be talking and telling our things on security.
You better talk up.
It was for me to look good, and I wasn't thinking about. I was thinking of my own selfish ass, trying to get an image for myself instead of thinking of the cause and what you got to go through to protect us.
What is it?
I was thinking of my own selfish ass, trying to look good.
You were thinking of your own selfish ass. What you were doing was telling some traitor out there that he could run away from our guns. And you were bright enough to know that, you bitch.
That's right, Dad.
Not now. Don't run now. Don't run now. They'll all be equipped.
Dad, I deserve everything I get up here.
Dad, I was out there in the peanut field. I'm on the SAP patrol, and she could have asked me the questions, but she didn't.
Whoa.
You better get her. You better get her, goddamn it. She was let through. I let her through. That wasn't security let her through. I let her through. I maybe let somebody else through, because you don't respond to niceness, gentleness, kindness, and love. It'll be back, maybe. It'll be back next week. She wouldn't have got through there if I hadn't let her get through.
That's right, Dad.
You better start talking. Hurry up and talk.
You better get your ass talking.
Dad,
where's our relatives? Any relatives around here? Got a good mom.
I'm going to go.
This is security. Can talk. Tell us why you can talk. Why you told that we had no arms? You in these 2 days, if it hadn't been for Keith coming forward, in these two goddamn days, somebody could have left because you told us the measures of security. Now forced me to have to put bullets in every gun. We'll talk,
Dad,
bitch.
Dad, it was just stupid of me. I wasn't thinking. I'm not crying. Dad.
What? Yeah, Dad. Go on. Talk. We made a big warning of this, folks. You don't know how serious this was. We made a terribly strong warning about this.
I wasn't thinking of the things that you would have to go through if we was to put bullets in the guns and the accidents that would probably occur. And how
much this? I can't hear what you're saying.
Stop crying. You're crying and talking.
Then hurry up.
I wasn't thinking to be enough aware. Instead of opening my big mouth, I wasn't aware to keep my big mouth shut enough to know if something had, if you had, or we were using bullets, if somebody could have gotten hurt or anything. I wasn't being concerned enough to think that you would be the one to have to.
You're repeating everything I said.
Well, they're coming to see me. They're the guy. Oh,
shit.
Come and see me.
Yes, answer what he said. What did you say, Ronnie? What do you think, Dad? What's going on? You're talking about all this time to me. Shh. Pouring my heart out so some foolish person could go out and talk like you.
That's right.
Make me have to put guns that could be go off by accident.
No, but she ought to.
They ought to hire.
She must.
How'd you get that way? You got a closed mouth, loyal mother.
Y'all take something.
Well, answer. Say something.
You better get nervous. You better get nervous because we warned you what happened if this took place.
Yes,
we made it very, very severe. Yeah, guys, what if you gave information away that easy? What would you do if there was a price?
That's true.
What in the devil in hell is you doing out there running your goddamn mouth? What was you talking about? Who you done told anything? You better talk.
She
have you told anything?
She told it to everybody.
I told it to everybody.
Everybody, Geneva. Everybody. I had a little humanity and sensitivity and didn't want guns
none
all
of
loaded.
Goddamn the business, you know damn well you ain't had no business out there talking. I'll put your ass myself.
Now you better. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Don't look at her funny. Don't you look at her funny. Don't you dare look at her funny. I'll let her loose again. She made it in there on her own this time. I'll let her loose again.
It wasn't none of your damn business about no guns or nothing else.
It was. The problem was it was hers. She was trusted to be loyal. And And in these two days, somebody could have run over the hill and caused trouble for the whole movement.
Were you talking on that one of them intercoms where the folks can hear you out in the bush somewhere?
She was already talking people could hear them.
They give it damn clear now that you don't move without these guns.
What do you got to say? You just gotta quit
looking. Did you want to know what was in anybody else's mind? What in the hell was in your mind?
Please take your glasses off.
Get in there, Mary. Hold in there. That's it. Get in there. Better put some of these ladies on security. They're getting a hell of a time up here. Hold in there, boys. Black and white together, you're having a little trouble. They're turning blue. We lost one white one. We got one black and one blue.
What goes on up here when somebody act like that and then you had to go run your old stupid ass mouth?
I'm going to get you in the ball.
Hold it. Security needs some assistance, I think.
Come on, security. We got security.
Where is the patient? Find the patient.
Right here.
Right here.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You protected very well there.
Let's make a block. Come on, security. I know you're better than this now. You better give me a little money.
You deserve it. Well, you're getting, sister. You deserve it all.
For real. Yeah, move. Give her the mic, bitch.
Come on, security, get a hold of it now. Get a hold of it.
Everybody back up. Back up.
The only thing is, security, a shout won't be able to do it. If you were faced with a real mob, a shout won't be able to do it. You got to do it with your arms. Hands.
One more time. Don't even argue with it.
Having trouble with sister, 75 years of age. You got three of you. hold it there, Simon. Give five security and two seniors a good hand. That's the best goddamn fight I ever saw, put up by a 70-some-year-old. Okay, now when we relax and go back to your station. as a congregation of the elect socialist group here to protect this sovereign territory, what do we suggest we do to this woman? You have big mouth. Other reports of your complaint and talking about people. Talking about anything else in the toilet? I don't know how you ever got past. Everybody should come on the security by recommendations. Now everybody will sit down. All security can back off. Sit down. I can't see.
He said, take a seat.
Over there, Jim.
Take a seat. Go on.
What do you suggest be done with you, sister? Betrayer of the people? That could have taken the lives of every child in this house?
I think I should have to work for at least 3 days and 3 nights without stopping.
I would think so.
Dad, I just like to say, you know, like, I just like to say, it's probably my fault for, you know, just putting on and plus not checking out, stuff like that. So, it's also part of my fault. I didn't check out or did nothing like that. I thought she would have been, you know, good.
We all have to accept collective responsibility. That here's a woman who you ought to do an investigation on everyone, talk to their friends, to find out what in the hell type of person they are. We're going to have to be much tighter. We learn a lesson from this. This is outrageous.
I heard something that Jerome was asking the same questions, and I'd like to know something about that.
Well, that's too bad. That's sad news.
All right. Why I asked Keith that, because she was in the fields. She told us that it's supposed to be, first it started Sunday, and she said it's just something that she's just supposed to be asking people. That's what Keith was talking about. I didn't even know what it was about. Until she mentioned it. Then she mentioned about guns and stuff. I didn't know what was it about.
Generally, for the Thinker Collective, he has done a very good job of getting information and should be treated with a certain air of respect for the sense of organization. I have not known him heretofore not to report the information. And we've got to be all information gatherers and reporters if we want to safeguard this house.
Dad, to me it seemed like she was taking the whole thing as like a whole big joke, you know, like, because when she was sitting at the table doing her report and stuff, she was sitting there at the table with Bonnie, and she was asking me news articles and stuff. And then when we finished with the news article, she said, "Won't you help me write it over? Won't you write the paper over for me?" And you could see what's written on the paper. And I said, "That's all right. You do
okay,
it yourself."
Okay, that's not the serious part. What possible reason did she have for talking about our guns not having bullets in them? That wasn't in the test. That wasn't asked to be written about.
Dad, I think the reason why she...
No. God damn her, she better get her mouth open.
Dad, the reason why I said it was because, okay, I was asking the questions again. Karen Carr came back with a question, like, what if somebody on security turned traitorous like that and not tried to make it look good as though, even if they did, wouldn't nothing happen to you?
That.
Oh, nothing would, you, boy, nothing would happen to you if you turn bad.
No, Dad, she said, no.
If someone in security turned traitors, you said nothing would happen to you.
No, she said, what if somebody on security turned, she was asking me questions back in return, and she said, what if somebody on security turned traitors with a gun and tried to kill Dad or something to that effect? And I said, you know, trying to look good, I said, Well, he wouldn't get hurt because there ain't no bullets in the gun like that.
Dad,
this what happened. When we was down there, she started talking about, I had just came down there because I didn't know.
Tim.
I had just came
down
there.
You'll be a diplomat after a while. Keep your eyes on. Hold in there, sweet. Hold in there.
Dad.
You got one off.
She's not
talking about
when you first. No. Grief shit. Dad. Dad.
Remember, Tim, she's the one that feeds you.
Dad, this what happened. This what happened when I first came down to the field and the
kids are getting under there.
I had first came down to the field and the first thing she asked me was
I tell you, we got some seniors. I'm interested in this because they'll fight. They'll fight. You got a bit?
This is what happened when I had first came down to the
field. All right, now hold it. I see our seniors are tough. That's what I want to say. I hope some others of you are that tough. They've rolled. They fell. They've been picked up. My God Almighty. Took six to take one of them off.
Dad, this is what happened when I first came down to the field.
Why'd you ask her about the security, though? Well, that's a legitimate question. I think it's a legitimate question. But you used to look good, so you answered.
Dad, it was on she told us to ask her any questions. She did, so I just asked her anything was on my mind.
She told you to ask her any question.
Why would the fact that you want to know if a security shoot dead would have happened to him? Why would you
ask that question?
That's the question that we got on now. That's the question we got on the floor now.
I think it's a legitimate question around here.
You
got one looking
like a trader. That's right. Why the
hell wouldn't you ask him? My mistake. What's that?
You ready to talk. Why
you started to me? She was talking about it, and then I said, why are you asking all these questions? I said, won't somebody ask you something? She said, ask me, because I already know her, something like that. So I just asked her.
So we can get done with it. Get off the floor.
It was a good question.
Yes, it has been. People of representative security, we're going to have to all. You don't have to ask questions of who's in security. You have to know somebody's in the internal security. Some you can't. You can't know the more secret elements of the Committee of the Defense of the Revolution. You can't know all those people, but you certainly have reason to. If you've got reason, you see the people bearing guns and bows, you've got reason to bring up points. If somebody brought up points, this wouldn't have happened. Okay, back off now. Now, I'm surprised you say you only should get 3 days and three nights. You invited the questions. You invited the questions, huh?
Yes.
Ask you any question.
What makes you think you know something?
Our mistake. Our collective mistake. I'll take my guilt for this.
What makes you think you know so much? You know all the answers. You got all the answers. You got so many damn answers. You better start talking.
I was just trying to look good. No excuse for me being such a big mouth and being at the expense of there's no excuse for me being such a big mouth trying to show up like I knew so fucking much.
Well, I hope it's a lesson to everybody, because I don't like to see this violence, but I hope it's a lesson. It was very, very kind, and as someone said, I poured out my heart in there. Very deep. And then you go and expose it to everybody. A strategy. And how did you know you were right?
Been in a meeting, and then you went out and talked? Is that what
she happened? She was. But to make you all rest carefully for the two nights, I reversed it and we had bullets in the guns because I thought it was a mistake.
That's right.
So don't be very nervous. You were not in any threat because I thought it was a mistake that we discussed it publicly. Take your seat amongst those who learn better than you.
Thank you, Dad.
Okay, let's go. Come on, security. Get down, security. Sit down. Who's replacing her? Sit down. Everybody sit down.
Well, we got to get the relief. Dad, instead of deciding this thing by myself, can I get with
Shift?
Can I get with Johnny and them, Jimmy, decide on the poor person put in their place?
Yes, indeed. And then make a pass over me. Final passage.
Thank you.
What? Rose looks like a reptile ready to strike. Joyce got a warning? Yes, she did. Joyce got a warning. Reporting late for work. Warnings also, Charles Marshall. There are a lot of internal struggles in the Herbal Committee. Ernestine March had been very argumentative. She chastised Shirley Fields in front of the students. She later talked to the students in the bush about the situation. That ship won't be. We won't let that. That's a warning. Never criticize management in front of others. You do it privately. Those who manage for the representatives of the people, you can say anything to me privately, but you will not do it in front of the public. I mean, I'm making a point, goddammit, and it better be heard. It's not appropriate. Shirley Fields is in charge. And that better be straightened up. Keith Basie and Tracy Stone have been referred to learning crew by the elementary junior high school teachers meeting for physical violence. Okay, join it. Laura Johnson still works slow and talks too much. Oh, come on, Laura. Ah, damn it. Who they just... Roy Bargeman told the supervisors he's not going to do his best because he didn't get a job change. Oh, now. We're going to defy the authority. You're not going to do your best, huh? Bet you move your little ass in here.
No, I didn't.
Who are the witnesses against that?
Dad, I didn't say that.
Who said he said it?
That kind of shit is no good. That kind of shit is no good. This is radical shit. This is radical shit what he did here. This is the kind of shit that can destroy an organization. You're not going to do his best. You're not going to do his work because you open season two. Where's the supervisor?
Here she is. Here I am. Okay, today we was on break.
Did he say it?
Yeah, he said it.
Sure said it, plenty of shit. How many said he said it? Okay, he said it. He said it. Now he's a liar to the office on top of it. Get him. Now take him out of it. Don't lie to this office anymore. We're tired of putting up with this shit. Don't lie to this office anymore. You hear me? Get your ass over there and sit down and see how well you work. Goddamn people don't appreciate goodness. Set your ass down. Just lie on top of it. It's all right. That's your risk. You open season until you get on that secure on that learning. Then they can't touch you. You better not. Answer the question. Did you say it?
Yes, I said.
Yes, sir. I said.
What did you say exactly?
My exact words is, I don't appreciate the supervisor saying I work good in the meeting, and when I get on the floor, they say I don't work good.
Now that's not all you said. They all heard it. I saw black and white people putting up their hands together. They heard you say that you weren't going to work your best. Did you say it?
Dad, I swear that's just... That's what I said.
All these people lying on you. Is that what you're saying? Tell the supervisor you're not going to do his job, your best, because he didn't get a job change. What?
Okay, today we was on break, and Roy said he had been here for 9 months. And he had been in the field for 9 months, and he said he didn't want nobody to praise him. He didn't want me to praise him or nothing. He said he didn't want no praises from nobody, from me or Jen. And then he said he had been in the field for 9 months. He said he wasn't going to do his best. You know, he'd just stay in the field. And that's what he said.
How many heard him say that?
It was all on break, and everybody heard him say it.
All these hands, most of them black. Are you still going to insist you didn't say it?
I said it, Dad. I said it, Dad, and I'm...
What?
I said it, Dad, and I'm sorry for lying to the office.
Why'd you lie?
Your mother asked you a good question. Why'd you lie and take up a goddamn trouble all this late, in the late hours of the night? Don't give a shit, do you, if you lose your leader?
Yes, I do, Dad, but...
Why'd you lie?
Speak up.
This thing about
enough. Damn it. Enough. Enough.
Let go of him,
Well, answer me.
Let's go.
Thinking of...
I'm not getting my short answer. I'm over here. Can you answer
Speak up. I was thinking...
All you people...
Shut your fucking mouth.
What's the matter?
Some little asshole here fussing back and forth.
He's
just shut your mouth.
Who hit who and where did he get hit at?
Shut up, goddammit!
Throw him on a learning.
Better salute you, little shit.
Anybody getting up here at this hour? After all that was explained tonight, and the blood pressure's still there, it hasn't gone anyplace.
Smile. Why'd you lie, answer? I was thinking of on the hostility that Didi and Diane had on the group.
You're waiting there, Steve. It's too much hostility for you to deal with. I'm just you're waiting there, and you got to blow like a goddamn bulldozer. Don't get close to it.
I deserve it, Dad.
But you deserved it. I ain't questioning that. I'm not questioning that, but I don't want to take chances. He could fix you. I imagine you feel somewhat the same if there was a risk that you're, no matter what hostility he may feel, is a natural ingredient to life for a child to have to battle with their parent all the time, and the parent be a leader also, which makes it double problems. In future, that's what medical person. You shouldn't have been waiting this long to tell us he has a pin in his hip. You should have been. You should have got your ass up off the floor, Joyce Park. You should have been telling us before that.
That's okay. Oh, what?
This is a little late to tell us, don't you think?
Right.
You were out. Okay. Well, where in the hell did anybody else in the damn house know this?
I knew he had a pin in his hip.
Huh?
Yes, Dad. I knew he had.
He can be dealt with otherwise. We're not trying to torture. We're trying to get people to behave. You're all right. You don't have a problem here.
I work just like the rest of them, even though it don't make me know.
What?
I work just like everybody else. The pain don't make me know.
One does feel guilty, yes, all the time, but that's good. We always, invariably, when we make an impulsive move, I've always found myself when I make one or two. It'll be in the wrong place. Been my luck always, Stephen, so join the crowd. Stephen said he felt guilty. But you still had no reason to hold us up at this hour, my son. And your leader is... these meetings are hell on me. And that's hell on you if I go before I'm supposed to. Sit down. Recall, keep that in mind, medical people, get these reports up. It shouldn't be the requirement of the mother. The mother shouldn't have had to say it. Medical department should have known, because she can't get up there and be defensive for him. She did a good job. The medical department should have jumped up there quick.
Can we hear something from the medical department?
Yes! God damn it! Yes! God damn it! God damn it to hell. Stand there like logs on a bump on a fucking log. How's the hip? Look at it.
Why are you doing that, Laura? Why the fuck are you so fucking stupid?
Yeah, why the hell are you in our face again?
Everybody else sit your asses down so we can move on. Sit down. You're
going to get zapped. Somebody ought to nail her ass.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'm the son of a bitch. It's true.
Are you working slow?
I thought I picked up, and I had not been talking.
Did you ask for change because he had pain in the hip?
No, when he came to committee, it was nothing about no medical.
He runs just fine to lunch, and to be fair,
it was nothing.
Medical could check his ass out. I'd heard about it from Shaq. I think they'd been in a grave situation, and he knows some little change in his hip.
I didn't know about this. I just heard that he had a problem today, but I didn't understand it. I didn't know what his problem was. But we.
Yes.
That wasn't even mentioned about that.
We had no prior knowledge.
No, that my point was when I came back in here with Earl.
I don't give a goddamn. Where is it? Nobody else in the house. One person in the medical department know this shit. Not everybody. You should alert everybody. You should all care about everybody like they were your own children.
That's right. You're right, Dad. That's absolutely right.
One person who don't even have a child says that's right. That little baby.
Do I say something? If it was day one, you'd open your goddamn mouth.
I didn't know that they didn't know, Dad. I mean, everybody in San Francisco work with me.
How do you know they don't know? You ought to know they don't know. You ought to assume that right away. They wouldn't know nor remember. You got to constantly educate. All emergency cases where there's any danger of injury, they should be told because people don't give a shit.
I agree, and that's my fault.
I remember you working with someone that I did not.
We're all going to have to know one another. They're all our children. So why the hell we may thump on each other, we're going to fight for each other.
That's right.
That's right.
No. Thank you, Dad.
Peace. Not be predictable. One thing I can't be is predictable. I don't dare. Mercy's just been run over hog wild. Woman tells our security, everything else. So I can't be predictable. I'm merciful. I'm gentle by nature, but I can't be predictable. And I won't be. So don't count on it.
Could I say that I think it's fairly important that if we have people here with medical problems that this job committee should know about, that the medical team should get that information to the job committee?
They got to get it to them now. Absolutely now. We'll have an emergency meeting about that tomorrow. Let us know of any defects or problems that could be aggravated by anything else. Just like Mary Cheddar, I saw her fight with two men. It's a big, big job because she has joint problems. You men have to know that. You got to know these seniors who are doing this thing and these middle-aged ladies that are doing this remarkable fighting. You've got to know this. All security got to know every medical problem they have when you grab them. How you defend with them. Now, Laura, will you tell who is it complaining against this woman?
I am that today, and all the time we was in the bush, we was working with three different crews. And Laura, she's still trying to supervise, you know, and she, like I be telling them one thing to do, she'd jump in and start talking. And today we was covering the peanuts, and I doubled back on her two or three times. Danny was out there, he can tell you the same thing.
Is
I kept
true?
Telling her.
It's true? And I found him to testify wrongly. Now what do you have to say, sister? I always testify, and I find certain people who tell the truth pretty accurately. This sister's new to me, so I'll test it. What do you got to say now?
I was mistaken. I must not have been looking as fast. I'm sure the report is accurate.
Still supervising.